that the law of faith says, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. It's not enough to believe. The devil don't mind you believing. He just don't want you speaking it. So the Bible says the spirit of faith doesn't just believe, but it speaks. And it reads, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, and that's in Psalms 116, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. And so we know that the law of gravity has a saying, and the law of gravity says, whatever goes up must come down. Hallelujah. We know the law of physics says, for every action, there's an equal and opposite, what? Reaction. That's what the law of physics says. So I want to submit to you that the law of faith says, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. It's not enough to believe. The devil don't mind you believing. He just don't want you speaking. Remember the religious people, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Remember how they said that to the apostles? He says, now we're going to command you. We charge you not to teach or preach anymore in the name of Jesus. They didn't mind them believing in the name of Jesus, right? Are you listening to me? They didn't mind them believing in the name of Jesus. Just don't talk about it. Don't preach it. Don't teach it. And they says, because if you teach and preach it, it's going to spread. Well, Peter and John says, now, you know, whether we obey you or obey God, you decide. But we can't stop preaching what we have seen and heard. Hallelujah. So the devil don't mind you believing. He just don't want you to speak what you believe. So the Bible says the spirit of faith doesn't just believe, but it speaks. Now, we are a spirit of faith. Now, I want to submit to you as well this truth, that God is a God of faith. Or why else would we have Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, where it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. If he wasn't a God of faith, that statement wouldn't be true, would it? He's telling us that what pleases him, and you know the Bible says God doesn't change. Amen. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why is that, God? Because he that comes to God must believe that he is. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, think about it. I was talking to Minister Lee this morning. Just a good thought. Everything above, what, 186,000 miles per second, right, is invisible to the physical eye, isn't it? You couldn't see it. Someone shoot a bullet, you couldn't see that bullet moving because it's moving, what, above 186,000 miles per second. Everything above that, you and I can't see it. Anything below that, we can see it. Now, scientists tell me, and I've read it, that this pulpit right here is moving. Everything is moving, but it's moving so slow that it appears to us through our eyes solid. Amen. And it moves so slow that it, when you feel it, it's solid. Now, we're a spirit being. We're in a body. Now, think about this. Your body could, if we were able to go to heaven in these bodies, which you can't, but I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, you still wouldn't be able to see God. You wouldn't be able to see the tabernacle. You wouldn't be able to see Jesus. Because everything in heaven moves above 186,000 miles per second. Are you listening to me? That's why the scripture says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now there's angels all around us now. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit here, power is here. You can't see it because they move at a different speed, above 186,000 miles per second. Now our bodies, our material body moves at a lesser speed. That's why our eyes can visually see. That's why we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Because if we walk by sight, it will limit our capacity as spirit of faith. Because every change is an inward change. Because see, you're here today and you've been learning that you are a spirit. So what do you do? What do you do when you want better? You change. You take responsibility and says, If I want a glorious marriage, then it's something I have to do personally. Yeah. In me to have that. Well, what about my wife? See, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. You haven't gotten it yet. Adam did that. Well, what about my husband? See, you don't have it yet. You have to endeavor to get people to stop making excuses and turn inwardly, personally, and say, Lord, like the song, the old song, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer or standing in the need of change. So when will your physical condition change? When you change in your thinking. When we think change in the way we think, our personal theology. Well, this is the way I see it. Well, you're going to keep seeing it that way. If you don't like what you're seeing, then go inwardly and begin to change. When is our finances going to change? Think about when you were having financial problems because of the way we were thinking. And when did your financial situation change? When you changed. Change the way you thought and act toward finances. It wasn't the finances was a problem. It is just as much money here and now that was here 20 years ago. They keep printing the stuff all the time. There's not a shortage of money. There's not a shortage of gold. There's not a shortage of silver. There's not a shortage of cows or potatoes. And the Bible said they all belong to God. So what's the problem? There is no problem with the supply. This problem is within the individual themselves. They're making excuses. They won't read a book because knowledge comes from reading a book. And if I read the book, I may get some information and it may contradict my theology that I have been programmed with all my life. So it's the spirit of faith that God is working on. And that's us. We're spirit of faith. 2 Peter chapter 1. And look at verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus the Anointed One, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amplified Bible says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle, special messenger, personally chosen representative of Jesus Christ, to those who have received and possess by God's will a precious faith of the same kind as ours. Remember Galatians says, the life that we live by the faith of the Son of God. That's telling us that the same kind of faith that God possessed, we now possess. Because God recreated us when we made Jesus the Lord of our life. When I say recreated us, he recreated instantly our spirit. That's us. That's us. We're spirit beings. Notice the Bible says God, when he recreated us, didn't give us a spirit of fear. Now, what's the opposite of fear? Faith. So if he didn't give us a spirit of fear, then he gave us a spirit of faith. Remember, the scripture gives us the principle that everything produces after its kind. If God is a spirit of fear, then he couldn't give us a spirit of faith. In order to transmit who he is, he has to put a seed in us because everything comes from a seed.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus, and faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.